broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 27th in the year of our Lord 2018. This is our one of two and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely the brilliant checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Americans need to get involved, ladies and gentlemen. If we want America to be great again, we got to have America become moral again. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all absolutely doing fantastic. We got 2 hours of rock and roll radio, that's to say the least, today. But first, a recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast available at libertyroundtable.com. It's free. But if you believe that we provide value to you, reciprocate and donate today, would you please? libertyroundtable.com. We talked about Judicial Watch files House ethics complaint against Maxine Waters. Why? For inciting violence against the Trump cabinet. Wow. GOP lawmakers also introduce a censure measure calling on Maxine Waters to resign. Believe it or not, Andy Biggs, our buddy from Arizona that we've spent personal time with, the leader of that charge. Good for Andy for a change. We need him to be standing up and doing some things. Basically a first-term congressman, you might say. Doing a pretty good job, though. And so we give him credit for that. Good work. Chucky Schumer even realizes her attack is so violent, so vile, so evil, so over the top, that even Chucky Schumer comes out against Maxine Waters' tactics, saying, quote, not American. Wow, imagine Chuck Schumer telling you what's American, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness gracious, things are getting crazy in the world today, huh? I guess there's a report, too, overseas they got protests going on. Protesters swarm Iran's Grand Bazaar in Tehran. Kind of an interesting thing. They got an outdoor deal. They're protesting over fake money. They got to have wheelbarrows of it just to buy things over there. We're headed in that same direction with our fiat currency scenario as well. Sad to say, ladies and gentlemen, but true. We talked about the California voters may decide to end daylight savings time in November. That's good news. And I'm sick of that daylight savings time garbage. When are we going to come to our senses, huh? Looks like the White House donates steaks. I guess they had a canceled picnic. It was a congressional picnic, and so they gave these steaks to the Walter Reed Hospital. I guess it's pretty good. I don't know how many people in the hospital can mac down steaks, but there you go. It's kind of fascinating. I've done a lot of picnics in my life, ladies and gentlemen. I love the two picnics. I've never had steak at my picnic, though. Just shows you how different the elite are from the rest of us, huh? I'd have fried chicken, and then they'd tell you that I'm a racist because I had fried chicken while those folks were eating steak on my dime. How do you like that? The Southern Poverty Law Center has lost all credibility. We've known that for decades, but the mainstream press finally starting to realize that reality as well. Turns out that 47-plus groups are weighing a Southern Poverty Law Center lawsuit. They're warning the editors and the CEOs. They say you are complicit in hate group defamation, whatever that means. I don't know what hate group defamation is because I'm not part of a hate group, so I don't know how they can, you know, defame me. Nevertheless, that's what's going on. The haters of all haters are, well, maybe we could create a reality check on those folks. 47 groups at the helm trying to get this done. Our prayers are with them. We would also politely request that we can join them. Looks like actor Adam Scott and Tucker Carlson are having a war of words, to say the least. And they say that, Adam says that Tucker is doing the work of, what is this, Goebbels, Kurt? Is that what it is? What does this word mean, anyway?
He's a former Nazi guy,
Goebbels. Oh, yeah, Mr. Goebbels. Okay, so yeah, so now they're saying Tucker Carlson's literally a Nazi. Wow, what does that make Adam? See, this name-calling, folks, is just out of control, over the top. But of course, you're allowed to call somebody a Nazi nowadays. In fact, you can just say someone's the leader of the KKK with impunity, even though it's absolutely patently false. Court of law proved it with the case of James Edwards. Wow. Jordan King heads to the U.S. to discuss the peace plan with Donald. What do you think of that? You can't meet with the President of the United States, but Jordan King can. CEOs, on average, get $11.7 million. That's just middle of the pack, though. 11.7 mil for those folks. I was just saying, why can't we find one middle of the pack CEO that could help fund Liberty News Radio? Just saying. John Wayne, great actor, but an even a greater American, writes Bill Federer. Great article, by the way. But the fact is, did you know John Wayne's name wasn't even John Wayne? Nah. True story. I guess he was named after a Wayne character that was truly a Civil War, or not a Civil War, a Revolutionary War veteran kind of a guy. And he liked the guy so much, and his acting portrayed this guy. But John Wayne's name isn't even John Wayne. Anyway, Kurt loves John Wayne movies, though. So if you need a John Wayne resident expert on the scene, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. He'll tap you into all the John Wayne movies. By the way, cockroach milk researcher. It's healthy, but I wouldn't drink it. No, duh. Why are we even researching this stuff, ladies and gentlemen? Who wants cockroach milk? I mean, they literally ban you from drinking raw milk from a cow. It's illegal, but you can have cockroach milk? I mean, these people are on crack. They're crazy. Wow. Keep the cockroach milk out of the kitchen, folks. That was hour one. 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, folks. We covered all that news just for you. Hour two, husband cheating. Ashley Madison tells you about members sign-up spikes in these cities last year, according to USA Today. So USA Today doesn't have the ability to really tell you the story about how the Bundys beat the federal government. Federal government got caught lying and cheating and manipulating and perjuring themselves. And so the Bundys went free. Good news, because they deserved to go free. Nevertheless, they're too busy telling you about Ashley Madison's and people cheating. And that's what they got in USA Today. We talked to listener Greg yesterday about the due process of law. It's absolutely vital to the preservation of our constitutional republic. Greg is spot on that point. We talked about David Lynch. He thinks Donald Trump could go down as one of the greatest presidents in history. But then David Lynch kind of backed away and retracted that statement recently after we reported it. So all's fair in love and war, I guess, huh? The White House advisor, Leo. Trump likely to get two more Supreme Court picks, and boy, do we pray that's the case. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you. We are all starving for good news, ladies and gentlemen. That's for sure. So we rounded out the hour. A 64-year-old deaf, blind Tim Cook struggles to communicate. We talked about a 15-year-old girl that helped him communicate. The story went viral. It was epically cool. But the mainstream press too busy telling you about Ashley Madison porn and perversion to even focus on the good news there, too. Anyway, we tell you the good news tales whenever we can find them, folks. They're just tough to find. But whenever we can find them, we bring them to your attention, because that's what Liberty Roundtable Live is patently known for. Thanks for listening. That is a recap of yesterday's show, still available on demand, LibertyRoundtable.com. Did you know Sam and Kurt have day jobs? We don't want you to fund this radio network and this radio show to pat our pockets. We got day jobs. We take care of our own families. What we want you to do, though, is invest in the media as we take on the liberals, the mainstream press, every single day. The new media is taking center stage, and we need your funding to grow. If we provide value to you, reciprocate the Widow's Might Radio Network, would you please? LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and that's a wrap, a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Available on demand at LibertyRoundtable.com. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kirk Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, I got to make short work of this before we introduce our guest. Kurt, you got banned? Kurt, they kicked Kurt Crosby out, folks. Didn't they, Kurt?
Well, that's the current, I guess you could say, situation, Sam.
What's the deal?
You know,
what's
up with this? They went through the... they've got a new lady at what's called the Provo Farmers Market, and she's somehow looked at our situation and said that we're not welcome anymore. The only thing is, I don't see anybody else getting the same treatment. And they say it's because we're not the actual beekeeper. And yet, you know, as we speak, we have a number of the beekeepers we work with preparing letters for us to tell them, look, you know, these guys are our representatives
there. But I got a question. Is there a law that says you have to be the original beekeeper? I thought there was this thing called a resale market, folks. You know, I mean, after all, Apple's not even the iPhone creator, ladies and gentlemen. They got these communist, I mean, these places in China that make them, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, at least according to their website, they welcome, well, you know, at least what they say is they welcome, they say they're a community-based organization that provides a venue located in beautiful downtown park, Provo Pioneer Park, for farmers, food artists, food providers, neighbors, civic and nonprofit
organizations. You're not even to the class of a neighbor anymore, my friend.
I mean, it seems like I'd qualify somewhere in there.
We need a good Samaritan to stand up for you.
Anyway.
Maybe Liberty Roundtable Live could fill that role.
Yeah, my wife's reached out in a cute little letter. Maybe the lady will have mercy upon her. Part of me says, hey, I'm going to go down and, you know, protest. I'm going to be there anyway. And my wife asked me a question like, what do you think the jail's like in Provo? I said, well, I don't know.
Yeah, now they're talking about Kirk Crosby even going to jail, ladies and gentlemen. Raw honey. You can't be having that stuff. Buddy, what you need to do is sell dope. You need to sell marijuana. You'll probably be welcomed with open arms, my friend. Nothing but a natural health and healer, right? Hang tight, folks. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. And order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperform gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever met Kirk Crosby in person, you will understand that he's one of the most helpful, polite, you know, people on the planet, okay? And they literally kicked him out of the Provo's farmer's market. Why? Because they say he's not the bee grower, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know, you know, if you grow bees or if you keep bees. You know, but the problem is you're not even saying that you keep bees, Kurt. All you're doing is selling a product called honey. And I don't understand why you got to have, you know, keep bees to sell honey. Exactly. It's kind of like saying that you got to somehow, you know, own a metal-making plant to sell phones. I mean, I think we got to take Verizon down and kick them out of all their stores and stuff. I mean, at some point it just becomes absurd. The problem is, here's the deal. you found the niche, a loophole kind of in their regulated tyranny, and they've just got to simply stop you, my friend. You're just wreaking havoc on the whole control grid, buddy.
You know, the sad thing, at least about their the farmer's market there, that is one of the best, if not the best I've ever been to, is that if they go ahead and follow, you know, the same rules that they say apply to us, they're basically going to get rid of most of the people at the farmer's market, which will basically not only get rid of the vendors, but it'll also get rid of the
That'll be perfect. Then people like you can't make any money, and you can just go away in your little hole, you racist, extreme, bigoted, right-wing, whacked-out, constitutional nut. Go away.
Well, sometimes we do have at the, most of the time we do have at the table, you know, books of scripture like Book of Mormons or Bibles.
No, religious bigot,
you know,
too.
And,
a zealot.
Know, that kind of stuff. So.
A homophobe. I mean, everything applies to you and more. What other words can we add?
My wife thinks that possibly some of the other honey, there's a couple of other honey guys that are there that have maybe complained. She said that it
yeah, of course
like
they
though
did.
Their honey sticks were not local honey sticks, you know. And anyway, she just
well,
went around. Did
they,
and said,
is their honey pasteurized, Kurt?
Well, yeah, the
okay,
honey
See?
Sticks are.
You can't be running around having that raw honey. I mean, it's like raw milk. It should be illegal. They should outlaw that, my friend.
The other guys say
what are you trying to do? Get everybody with salmonella
honey,
and stuff?
The you know, they're that aren't the sticks, but she said that she tasted them, and it was like, no wonder people want our honey. Anyway.
Well, no wonder they want your honey. The people want your honey, but no wonder they want your honey gone, too, right?
Yeah, good point.
All right, James Edwards, the political cesspool.org, great friend, fellow talk show host, syndicated by Liberty News Radio, proud to do so every Saturday night. Check it out live or anytime, anywhere at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome back, James.
Sam, Kurt, it is great to be with you, and I have to say, Sam, the recap in the first segment was absolutely riveting. I can't imagine. I've been traveling, so I've missed the show the Monday and Tuesday of this week. I can't imagine how good the actual shows were if the recaps were that good. Y'all covered a lot of stuff, from Maxine Waters to cockroach milk. I hadn't even heard of that. But that's why.
Yeah, buddy, don't have raw honey. That should be illegal. Kick out the raw honey sellers. But, buddy, bring in the cockroach milk.
I was worried. I was working my way up to that. Yeah, Kurt, obviously Kurt was with you on this. That is, I've seen a lot, gentlemen. I have seen a lot. I mean, Sam, you mentioned a moment ago my misadventures in court trying to find justice. But this injustice, I believe that Kurt is facing, outshines even mine. This is the world we live in.
Well, the vitriol and the divisiveness seems to be at a feverish pitch, that's for sure. Now there's a headline that says this. Representative Maxine Waters could face 5 years in prison for inciting a riot, reports TeaParty.org. What do you say to that, James?
Sam, you cut out on me just a second there. Can you say that one more time?
They say Maxine Waters could serve 5 years in prison for inciting a riot, TeaParty.org reporting that.
I'm glad you asked me about that. I really wanted to talk. I know y'all have covered the Sarah Huckabee Sanders situation, and obviously Maxine Waters is the add-on to that as well. But I am hot for this because it was actually during my live show on Saturday that somebody whispered in my ear that this was going on or that this story was developing. And I saw the headlines where Sanders was asked to leave. I didn't really get a chance to get all the details because we were live and on the air and we had a full slate. So it wasn't until after my opportunity to speak out about this on Saturday had passed that I really got all the full details. And now, of course, the Maxine Waters thing has happened, and so it's an even bigger story now. But I've wanted to talk about this ever since Saturday night. 5 years is probably a little excessive. I think going to jail for that, she probably shouldn't. Now, this is...
Hold on, be clear. She should or should not?
She should not. I don't think she should. I mean, for what did she say exactly? That anytime you see a member of the Trump cabinet or administration, you should push back against them?
Yeah, you should bring a crowd. You should basically let them know they're not welcome anywhere.
Yeah, okay. Two things. Number one, Maxine Waters is reprehensible and shouldn't have any power in a legitimate government in a God-fearing country. She's not a friend of Christ. She's not a friend of liberty. She's not a friend of mine. But unlike our enemies, Sam, I am no hypocrite. I am no hypocrite. And so I have no problem with private businesses refusing service to whomever for whatever reason. I do not have a problem with that at all. And
now, I agree with you. We'll get into the details in a little bit on this. I agree with you, except for a caveat, which we'll talk about. But I agree with you. Maxine Waters has every right to her free speech. A lot of people are uncomfortable with her speech. She did call for pushback. She did not call openly for violence, though.
That's right.
And I know people might take that to the next level, and I get that might happen. But that's on the people who commit the crimes, not on Maxine.
I agree with you, Sam.
And even though I don't like Maxine Waters at all, I mean, I couldn't get further away from her and my beliefs and everything else. However, I'm going to defend her right because eventually it'll be turned back on us and we'll lose our right. And we got to understand that rights need defending. Maxine does not.
And we are losing a lot of rights before our very eyes. You know, of course, the details about my case in court over the course of the last 2 years. It was decided last October, but we went into court a year and a half before that. So that was nearly a two-year ordeal. You see it now with what's going on with Kurt. And these may be just small tremors, but it's a precursor to some very bad days ahead in America if current trends persist. But back to Maxine Waters. If Maxine Waters has said, anytime you see a member of the Trump administration or a deplorable, you need to lay him out on the sidewalk, something like that, that obviously is much, much different. But for her to say you need to push back, I don't have a problem with that. Frankly, Sam, that is exactly what conservatives need to be doing. We need to be pushing back against evil. We need to be pushing back against the homosexual lobby. We need to be pushing back against Hollywood. We need to be pushing out and speaking out against things that we find repugnant in public rather than always saying, well, it's the law of the land. We're going to go along to get along now. We need to be vocal in our opposition to things that are harmful to families. So now Maxine Waters is totally wrong in what she believes should be spoken out against, but I don't have a problem with her saying that the people who think like her need to be vocal about their beliefs. Frankly, our people need to be vocal. It is our people, the silent majority, the dispossessed majority, who have had all of this power and all of these numbers for so long, and we've never done anything about it. That is why we have lost what we've lost in this country, is because the minority of people like Maxine Waters have been the ones that have been doing the pushing and shoving, rhetorically speaking. And so that's why they're winning. And
but the problem, James, it seems like the problem is she's not just saying to stop at the rhetorically pushing. I think she's encouraging, much more than just rhetorically pushing back.
Well, and we agree with your point, Kurt, except for one thing. She has not said anything that encourages somebody to commit a criminal act or cross that line. Her rhetoric is deplorable. I agree with that. I don't like it. I think it's over the top. I think it's dangerously close. But she has not literally encouraged anybody, especially with her congressional seat or position, to literally commit any acts of violence or any crime at this point. It's dangerously close. I'm not comfortable with the rhetoric. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. But she has not put... And so at what point do you say, and this is where the kind of rubber hits the road on the First Amendment, at what point do you say, wait a minute, her rhetoric's gone too far? And the line that I would draw is if she's inciting violence or encouraging people to commit a crime, then she's gone too far. So far, she's dangerously close. Let's come back and talk about that. Then I want to talk about restaurants. I agree with James that people should be able to reject people from restaurants. But there's a caveat I'm concerned with. We'll talk about it. Sam, Kurt, James Edwards in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, some of the best, most hard-hitting talk radio takes to the airwaves, ladies and gentlemen. They can't stand what we do because we tell the tale of God, family, and country and the protection of life, liberty, and property everywhere we go. We're consistent in our beliefs. It's the same in private as in public and more. You got to love it. LibertyRoundtable.com. So, Kurt, I had mentioned that, you know what, I disagree with her rhetoric completely, but she has not called for any criminal activity at this point. Dangerously close, I concur. And I think that a judicial watch proposal for censure or some of those things, using a congressional seat or position in that way, is very divisive and problematic. What do you say? I wanted to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, some of the things that I've heard that she said, in my opinion, cross the line, but
okay.
Maybe,
sure. What are they?
Maybe I've just heard. Well, I don't have them right in front of me, but all I'm saying is,
for example,
like one of the things just lately was like, make whenever you see somebody that you don't like, basically make sure they know they're not welcome here. You know, that. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was pretty much that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
So if you see him at a restaurant, you see him at a gas station, you know, whatever, you just go ahead and
walk
you know,
up and say, I don't even think you're welcome around here.
Well, in my opinion, that is not, congressional activity.
I agree. That's why I think she should be congressionally censored for it. But I'm not so sure that, you know, hey, I should, you know, what if I just walk up and say, I don't think you're welcome here, James. You're not welcome here, buddy. It's goofy language. It's not appropriate. It's not how I would behave. But I'm not so sure that she can't say that kind of stuff. And that's the problem, is that where do we draw the line, and at what point will it be used against us? And, you know, when Kirk Crosby starts talking about, like, his wife and stuff, I mean, hey, that's discrimination against everybody who's not married. And, you know, I'm just saying, it gets crazy fast if we're not very careful here. I get Kurt's point, though, that it's dangerously close. I just err on the side of a little bit more free speech than I would say to curb it, because at what point do they say, you know, we incite violence? We literally, in the Ammon Bundy situation, we went, you know, and dropped pennies on the sheriff's building and said, hey, we're really disappointed in you not defending the Hammonds. And you know, then they would say, well, the Hammonds are terrorists, and so are you. You guys are out of here. Terrorists coming to the sheriff's office? What are you guys doing? And it just, it gets crazy fast is the point. Kurt?
Yep. That's the main problem that I see, is as a so-called leader, she'll have some followers that'll take her words to mean, hey, a lot more than maybe she thinks she's meaning. So that's why, you know, she's
that's why it's a great concern. I agree.
Yeah.
What do you think, James?
Okay, getting back to this, this is a hot topic, and this is a very important conversation that should be had on this particular program, especially this program, which is so heavy on liberty and freedom and restoration of the Constitution and all of these things. I of course, agree with Kirk that in our world, this is over the top, because we prefer to live in a world where there is a sense of fair play, where there are evenly applied standards, where goodness and morality predominate. But that's not the world that...
Well, and where a Southern gentleman could be polite. You know, we believe there's a degree of civility that should accompany interactions in society as a whole, and we behave to the best of our ability that way as well. And this takes off that general viewpoint. No doubt about it, it's way over the top. I agree completely that it's a problem, and I'm not comfortable with it. But I'm just telling you that if we're not very careful, it's going to backfire. And I think it's maybe intended to do just that. We go down too hard on Maxine for her rhetoric, and then pretty soon it'll be turned back. I mean, you know, you're getting dangerously close with a lot of your rhetoric, Kurt and Sam and James, and they'll find a way to manipulate what we say into a problem, too.
Well, let's take a look. I mean, there's been a couple of examples.
They already do that.
Kurt's right. They already do that.
It's been applied inconsistently already. I'll give you two examples. We remember, and you mentioned this earlier, with the Southern Poverty Law Center increasingly losing whatever credibility they had. Well, we remember a few years ago with their bogus hate group list, where everybody's a hate group now if you're to the right of Stalin. And because one of these Christian groups was listed on their bogus hate list, a man went in and shot up one of the facilities and said he's going to smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces. And he said he went to the Southern Poverty Law Center and picked out this particular group to target and to visit mayhem upon because of their listing. Well, that was mentioned in the press, but never did it stick that the Southern Poverty Law Center was responsible for his action. And again, I agree. Now, he can say he was inspired by them, and it was because of their list that he went in and did what he did. But at the end of the day, as much disdain as I have for the Southern Poverty Law Center, they didn't make that guy go in and shoot at people. On the other hand, we have seen an even looser case where the Council of Conservative Citizens had crime statistics compiled according to race using the FBI and the Department of Justice's own research as their finding, and because Dylann Roof allegedly went at one time in his life to this website where they had these racial statistics compiled, these crime statistics according to race compiled, they said, well, it was because of this website that Dylann Roof went in and shot up the church in Charleston. So, again, in the case of Maxine Waters, why did I go into all that? Well, you have one case where you have a conservative group, and yes, they were, according to the press, responsible for the actions of someone else. And in the case of the Southern Poverty Law Center, well, of course, even though the guy said he went in there because of their list, of course they were not responsible for his actions. And I think you would have seen the same thing here in Maxine Waters' case. If anybody does commit an act of violence in the future, say, well, Maxine Waters told me to push back, and this is how I pushed back, with a bullet in the face of the skull of one of these Trump people, I don't think I don't think it would stick, nor frankly should it.
But again, well, and time will tell. Now, on the campaign trail, Donald Trump literally promoted even greater violent suggestions than Maxine Waters. I mean, he literally said, hey, you know what? These protesters, beat them up and get them out of here.
Well, I think he said, let's remove them. And that includes, I guess, laying hands on them. I don't know if he actually said, you know, let's pummel them.
But again, well, he even said, if you get a problem, I'll help you with your lawsuit, kind of a thing.
Well, that's true, because, of course, you can indict a ham sandwich now, and there's so many frivolous lawsuits out there. But, no, I mean, you know, look, back in the day when men were men, you could have a little dust-up. I'm not talking about going out there and duking it out every time you had a problem, but men settled their affairs, and then they parted as men. So if you've got someone who's disruptive and they won't leave, and you say, you know, can somebody please get this person out of here? I guess Trump's basically deputizing the audience to help him with that, as opposed to waiting for.
And I understand, and I don't think it's you know, the problem is, again, how do you accept one scenario but say the other's too out of control? Now, here's the reason I bring this up: Maxine Waters could face 5 years for inciting a riot. I don't think she incited a riot at all. I think that's a way bridge too far. 5 years is insanity. The idea that we should censure in Congress and say, you know what, a congresswoman or a man that represents the whole constituency, not just your favorites, that's unacceptable behavior. You got to stop that stuff. I go there. However, you know, you got the red hen that literally kicked out Sarah Sanders, and the lady said, I'd do it again, because they disagree with her political beliefs. And so that's an ultimate form of you're not welcome here, kicking you right on out of the restaurant. However, here's the problem that I have with it. I agree that the restaurant should be able to deny service to people. You know what? If I walk into a restaurant and they say, hey, man, we don't like blind people in here, you need to leave, I would politely leave and say they have every right to say that. I would think it's a sad tale to tell. But you know what? You can say that on any reason, in my opinion. If it's your private restaurant, you should be able to say, I don't want to serve white people in here. You know what? I don't want to serve pro-choice, pro-life, whatever people here. They can have any beliefs they want to. Here's the caveat and the problem that I'm having. The headline says this: restaurants often can refuse service unless you are a member of a protected class. You don't have rights in a court of law unless you're asked to leave. So Sarah Sanders, if she turned lesbian, she could then be forced, you know, by this protected class to where they could not kick her out. But if she's just a normal everyday Joe, well, everyday Jane, I guess I should say, then, you know what, she can get kicked out with impunity. I got a problem with that whole scenario because of the protected class manipulation. You got the lever of government pulled in the favor of the few at the expense of the many in this case, James.
Well, Sam, I think we could spend the entire hour on this. There's so many more layers to this, and I've got a few more things I want to say about it. But just to wrap up Maxine Waters' participation in this discussion, I don't think she should do any time. I don't think she was advocating for violence. What she said may offend our sensibilities because we're gentlemen, but at the same time, I don't want to be hypocritical. I think that is exactly what the left is, and saying that we need to push back, that is not the same as calling for violence. Now, yes, that can be interpreted different ways, and thugs will interpret that a different way than a decent person would, but I don't think, as much as I abhor Maxine Waters, I don't think that she's done anything illegal here. But let's get back to double standards and hypocrisy. We talked about the Council of Conservative Citizens versus the Southern Poverty Law Center there a second ago.
Hang tight. Quick pause. The rest in seconds, I want to get Kirk Cosby's response. What should we do with Maxine? Should we toss her in the clink? You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Cosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Cosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T. At libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, James Edwards co-hosting this hour with us, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You are highlighting the CFCC case with some of these others and demonstrating the double standard. James?
Yeah, well, we were talking about that, how the media, when allegedly Dylann Roof went to the Council of Conservative Citizens website and saw some statistics that they had taken from the Department of Justice, which broke down crimes committed according to race, they said, well, obviously that led him to go in and radicalized him and led him to go in and murder those black Christians at the church in Charleston. Completely bogus. I don't even know. I haven't seen any evidence that even went to the Council of Conservative Citizens website. Could be just another smear used to target a conservative group. On the other hand...
Well, and by the way, the Unabomber, in comparison, the Unabomber read Al Gore's book and loved Al Gore, too.
Well, see, that's what you say. See, I mean, when you get to this link, see, this is what they love to do. It's a parody of McCarthyism. All of these links and ties. If you've talked to a guy whose brother talked to someone who one time met this guy, that means you are linked to him. And they play that link game more than McCarthy ever thought about doing. On the other hand, you had the case of Floyd Corkins, who went up and shot, I believe it was a Family Research Council facility. And he said he went in there to murder them because they were on the SPLC's hate watch list, and that's something that he needed to do to get rid of the hate. Two different examples of two different people going to websites, and the media, of course, treated it very differently. The Floyd Corkins situation, even though he readily admitted he specifically targeted that group because they were on the SPLC's website, hey, no big deal. I mean, yeah, they're on their website. It's evil to be a Christian, but... you know, we're not telling people to go in and kill them necessarily. And then in the case of Dylann Roof, well, obviously the fact that he saw these factual statistics on a website of an organization that the media hates, they were entirely responsible for his actions. So this goes back to Maxine Waters. Again, I don't think there's a problem there. And she certainly wasn't advocating violence. It's all about the application. But believe you me, if somebody does take action because of what she said or that motivates them, she'll get off scot-free, whereas if we said something like that and somebody took action, well, I heard Sam and James say we got to, you know, reclaim liberty in this country, and by that, I interpret that as them meaning we need to go out and hurt people. Well, we could have a problem because of the hypocrisy and the double standards. So I don't engage in hypocrisy and double standards. So getting back to the core root of what we're talking about here, the situation at the Red Hen restaurant in Lexington, Virginia, which Lexington, Virginia is a beautiful, beautiful, picturesque, bucolic.
I've been there, man.
Every time I drive to Washington, the last time
was... But I'm pretty sure, James, they serve lots of vegetables there.
Yeah,
well,
good point.
It's a farm-to-table restaurant, so I'll
yes,
stay out
sir.
Of there. but I'll stay out of there. But Robert E. Lee's buried there. Stonewall Jackson is buried there. This county went heavily for Trump. But nevertheless, that's just an aside. It is a beautiful town. I've been there three or four times. The point is, I believe any private business, whether it be a restaurant, any place that's private, should have the freedom. Now, we're not talking about government facilities here. Private businesses should have the right to refuse service to anyone for whatever reason. End of story, end of discussion. So, yes, I believe that this restaurant owner had the right to refuse Sarah Sanders service. However, let's look at this when it's applied differently. Let's look at it when it's applied to Starbucks. Starbucks recently, when you had two loiterers in there posing a threat, according to the people who were there, and they were asked to leave, well, they get a huge settlement. And how evil it is to deny service to someone. Case of Sarah Sanders, well, you know, I guess it has become a news story. It has become a news story, but these people aren't being skewered in the same fashion. Why? Because the left loves hypocrisy and they love double standards. And frankly, our people are gracious losers. Sarah Sanders, when she was asked to leave, she politely complied. Now, yes, she did go out and talk about it afterwards, and that fed the media firestorm, but our people would rather...
But we support her right to free speech as well.
Well, we do, but what I'm saying is, when you have a conservative versus the hateful left, and make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, the leftists are the most intolerant and hateful collection of ingrates on the planet. But what you have with them is a grizzly bear male in the prime of his life, and our people are more like quadriplegic. We always want to be gracious losers. Well, she told me I need to leave. Well, the law says this now. The Supreme Court says that sodomy circumvents God's law, and so we got to go along. Whatever the case may be, we just go on about our way. The one thing I do find, so Sarah Sanders should have just sat there. And call the press right there, right? I mean, that's what the left would have done. Now, even though I say these private businesses have the right to refuse service, our people would rather comply and lose graciously than stand up and fight as the left would do. And one thing I found very interesting about this is there's a homosexual component to this, and that is that when the staff of the Red Hen called in the owner to come and expel the Sanders party, some of the people on the wait staff, according to the owner herself, were homosexual, and they had a problem with Sarah Sanders being a part of the Trump administration because Trump is such a homophobic and wants to, you know, kill homosexuals, whatever they think. Obviously, none of that's true. But they called her in and said, you know, we feel uncomfortable. We want you to ask her to leave. She said, everybody wants me to ask her to leave. Yes, 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 ask her to leave. Throw her out. And so she did it. Well, isn't that interesting? Because, of course, we all know that huge case in Colorado, the only bakery in the whole state that this homosexual couple could have gone to was a Christian one that would have had a moral objection to making the cake. But my God, that's the place that they had to go to get that cake. That's the only one that would have done.
And we're going to force you to make the cake.
Yeah, they're going to force you to make the cake. They're going to force you to make the cake, and they're going to ruin your life, and everybody's going to know your name, and it's going to be a media firestorm for years and years on end. They're going to force you to make that cake no matter what. They expect you to make it, and they're going to...
And it literally went all the way to the Supreme Court even, folks.
Yeah, they're going to drag you to the Supreme Court to make you make that cake. All right, but on the other hand, when... And I know that the homosexuals in Virginia are not the same homosexuals that there were in Colorado. These are two different people. These aren't the same people. But I'm just saying, when a party walks into this restaurant in Virginia and homosexuals object, they want the owner to come throw them out. Well, on one hand, you're going to force Christians to bake you a cake. And on the other hand, but when somebody walks into your establishment, you don't like them for whatever reason.
You're going to force them out.
I agree with the latter of the two scenarios in that situation. But again,
but hold on. If Sarah said that she was lesbian, then she couldn't get thrown out because she's a special class.
Well, if she had been a black lesbian and worked for the Trump administration, there's no way she's getting thrown out. There's no way she's even getting asked to leave, even if she works for Trump. Because yes, that minority status is
there's kind of a hierarchy of preferences and special treatment and special classes. So, what do you think should happen to Maxine Waters, Kurt, on this thing? Again, I don't think she should do 5 years, but I do think she should be censured. And I think that she has every right to say what she wants. You know, it's debatable if she's crossed the lines there. I'm uncomfortable with it for sure. Criminal activity, I don't see it personally. What do you think should happen to her?
Well, just, you know, I mean, I'm pretty much in agreement with everybody when it comes to the whole freedom thing, even though some people's freedom, you know, ticks me off, and I'm sure my freedoms tick them off. But I'll give you a couple of tidbits on Maxine, at least according to Wikipedia. How old is she, Sam? You got any idea?
Oh, I don't know. 70, 69. She's like a total grandma, right?
79 years old.
Oh, 79. And yeah, it was, sorry,
I think it's kind of interesting, you know, when Ron Paul was, what, 75 or 6 or something like that, running for president, oh, he's just too old. He, you know, he's got to retire. Nobody's saying that about her. She's been married twice, at least apparently she's still married, the second one. You know, she's the fifth of 13 children. That's pretty interesting to me. She also got what was called the Mace of the House of Representatives. Do you guys know what that is?
No.
Apparently, that's the equivalent of a formal warning to desist in the House of Representatives. She basically interrupted a speech by Peter King, and, you know, I guess it had gone day earlier, they'd been present at a House Banking Committee hearing on the Whitewater controversy, and Maxine Waters stood up real good for the Clintons. So I think that's why she's got some of the support she's got.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we don't like her rhetoric, but I don't think she's, you know, been too violent. Has she crossed the lines for our sensibilities? Absolutely. But, I, you know, if somebody else commits a criminal act on her, following her lead, if you will, I would hold the criminal responsible. And I would, you know, I would really think that somebody ought to help Maxine mellow out a little bit. I think somebody ought to go there and try to calm her down and say, listen, Maxine, it's okay, buddy. We can agree to disagree and people can, you know, do what they want. And these restaurants can reject people. I just have a problem with the special class scenario.
But by the way, House,
go ahead.
Real quick, another little tidbit for you. In 2006, she asked the FCC to deny a waiver of the cross-ownership ban for the KTLA. It's a station in Los Angeles that the LA Times owned. She said the LA Times has had an inordinate effect on public opinion and has used it to harm the local community in specific instances. She requested that the FCC force the paper to either sell its station or risk losing that station's broadcast rights. That's kind of interesting to me. She understands the power of the press or the media.
She sure does, and she's a provocateur, that's for sure. But, you know, hey, there you have it. I guess the White House press secretary, for the first time in history, might receive protection from the Secret Service now, ladies and gentlemen. So it takes the left and their belligerent behavior and attitudes and rhetoric and everything else to now we need Secret Service agents for folks who've never needed them for before at all. And this just points to Kurt's concern. Kurt?
Well, you couldn't be more correct, but we see it. Seems like at so many places. What gets used is basically the Constitution gets used to protect somebody, you know, getting naked on some, you know, stage, and they say that's freedom of speech, and yet we don't even use it to have honest money like it says we should, you know.
Well,
crazy.
The deep state is certainly deeply rooted, to say the least. Hey, we've got James Edwards going to be with us both hours, ladies and gentlemen. So hour one in the can, hour two, we got a whole lot of hard-hitting news that Edwards refused to use coming up. We're going to talk about Steve Stockman, one of our favorite congressmen. Well, former congressman. He attended our CSPOA rally, spoke very eloquently. Good friend of ours. And, you know, is he a victim of the deep state? We'll talk about that incredible article from WND.com. We're also going to talk about a novice day trader. Senator Paul, I guess, has sued his neighbor. We'll talk about that, too. So hang tight. Got a lot coming up. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Incredible talk show in his own right every Saturday evening. Check it out live or on demand at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Riding shotgun today as co-host, and we'll break it all down just for you. We declare, we the people along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will preserve America. Will you help? Hey, thanks.